It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. The issues surrounding Paonia's town clerk's dismissal came to a crescendo yesterday, but it isn't over yet. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The hearing for Barbara Peterson, the Paonia town clerk that was dismissed last December, was held at the town hall today. It was set up similar to a trial. Peterson and her legal counsel sat on one side, town manager Jane Barry and Paonia's legal counsel on the other. The board of trustees faced them and acted as the jury. The issue at hand was a Colorado state statute that appointed officials must have written charges brought against them and a hearing. That didn't happen when Peterson was let go back in December. Last month, the board held a special meeting to set aside a hearing date for Peterson. Since then, Peterson has notified the town of her intent to sue. At today's hearing, Barry brought up issues of Peterson's work performance and the alleged misuse of state funds, as well as emphasizing the town's financial state. Barry alleged that over $23,000 of state funding was inappropriately used for Peterson's personal vehicle, gas money, and rent. Peterson said that she didn't feel any of the reimbursements were unethical and that all of the expenses were okayed by both the state grantors and the Paonia Board of Trustees. Barry and Peterson testified, but the jury of the town council did not make a decision. Their verdict will be announced at the next board meeting scheduled for next Tuesday. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Deidre Womack, the woman who's alleged to have dosed the children at a Montrose daycare with melatonin, an over-the-counter sleep aid, has been offered a plea deal. The 7th Judicial District's attorney has charged Womack with one charge of child abuse, no injury, a Class 2 misdemeanor. The plea deal is not in the public record. It has been given to the family of the victims to review. It appears that the current plea, which has not been agreed upon, includes probation, a letter of apology, and possible restitution. Womack would not serve any jail time if the plea is agreed upon. There will be a hearing at the Montrose County Courthouse next Tuesday where the victims may give their opinion of the plea. The North Fork Ambulance Association is facing a large budget deficit. KVNF's Laura Pomisano takes an in-depth look at the organization's struggles.
The North Fork Ambulance Association in Delta County has been around for 46 years.
We're the only emergency response in the valley for medical. The next closest emergency medical comes out of Delta.
That's Kathy Steckel, the association's executive director. The nonprofit has 5 employees and about 50 volunteer emergency responders.
It takes one driver and one EMT to respond to a call. We have 3 stations to cover, and we cover these stations 24/7.
The organization has stations in Paonia, Crawford, and Hotchkiss. It provides emergency response services to a 1,500-square-mile area. It's funded by paid memberships, grants from the state, donations, and charging non-members for rides. Steckel says that funding model isn't working anymore.
And in the last year or two, we have seen that we're starting to operate in the red. And I think this is mostly because the costs are increasing.
The association's expenses have risen in recent years. This year, the organization's operating budget is close to $500,000, an increase of nearly 70% since 2011. It's also been running a deficit for the past 3 years, from $3,000 to $40,000 to now more than $190,000 in loss. Steckel says one of the biggest expenses is payroll.
We pay our volunteers an on-call stipend. It used to be $1.50 an hour, and now we've raised that recently to attract the volunteers to give up more of their time to cover those on-call shifts.
Volunteers now make anywhere from $2 an hour to $4.25 an hour based on their level of certification. Steckel says the cost of training an EMT has doubled in the past 10 years. She says insurance, payroll tax, and equipment costs continue to climb as well. Kirby Clock, an EMT paramedic, has been volunteering for the North Fork Ambulance Association for 23 years. He's also a paid paramedic for Delta County and a volunteer firefighter.
In terms of emergency medical services, we have to have an ambulance. I think it's part of the social responsibility of a community to have an EMS service.
The association has about 1,800 members in an area with a population of about 7,000. Steckel says a majority of its members are senior citizens.
Up until the last couple of years, the membership and the non-member transport fees funded our organization.
It costs a typical household $60 a year for a membership. And if someone in that household ends up calling 911, their ride is free and the association won't bill their insurance for services. For non-members, a ride costs about $1,200. That figure doesn't include how much insurance might cover. Paonia resident Naropa Sabine isn't a member.
Mostly because I'm not really aware of what it offers. It's really never crossed my mind.
Steckel says she's seen membership stay at the same level for nearly 20 years.
I think somewhat it's an informational issue that people just don't know that the ambulance here is membership-based, and that their dollars to buy a membership allows us to function.
She says the association has enough money in reserves to handle this year's deficit, but it needs help planning for the future. That's why it's hosting a series of public meetings in the coming months to gather ideas from the community on what to do about its budget problems. Steckel says possible solutions include raising membership fees, billing members' insurance for services, and fundraising. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The association's next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at Paonia High School. Yesterday, the State House approved a bill to allow distilleries to get a pub license in Colorado. Right now, wineries and breweries can sell other forms of alcohol and food on their premises, but not distilleries. Democratic Representative Dan Pabin's bill would allow distilleries to sell food and adult beverages in addition to their own products if they get a state and local liquor license. The bill now heads to the Senate for review. And finally, House Democrats defeated a Republican bill to try and roll back renewable energy standards for utility companies. The measure has already cleared the GOP-controlled Senate. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
State law currently requires utility companies to get roughly a third of their energy from renewable sources, such as wind and solar, by the year 2020. Senate Bill 44 would have cut that renewable energy standard in half. It also reduced the renewable energy standard for rural electric co-ops. Republican Representative Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction says the laws have done good things, but they've also caused energy rates to rise.
We've gone from being one of the lowest cost states, both in the nation and in the mountain states, to being higher than most of our neighbors.
Democrats and environmental groups oppose the reductions, arguing that the renewable energy standards create high-paying jobs, lead to energy security, and tackle climate change. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.